Welcome to episode 412 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. John 13, verse 13. You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for so I am. Other versions of this text use the word master instead of or in addition to teacher. The title master was often applied to Jesus during his earthly ministry. Six Greek words translated master can be used as titles for Jesus. Two of these mean Lord. Those who taught concerning the things of God and the duties of man, or those who might have otherwise been called rabbi, were often also called master by their followers. The word disciple refers to a learner or follower. The word apostle means one who is sent out. While Jesus was on earth, his 12 closest followers were called disciples. The 12 disciples lived with Christ, learned from him, and were trained by him. After his resurrection and ascension, Jesus sent these disciples out to be his witnesses. They were then referred to as the 12 apostles. However, even when Jesus was still on earth, the terms disciples and apostles were used somewhat interchangeably.
Today's top 10 list.
10 notes about Jesus' closest followers.
Number 1.
Peter was the only married disciple. Luke 4, verse 38. And he arose and left the synagogue and entered Simon's house. Now Simon's mother-in-law was ill with a high fever, and they appealed to him on her behalf. This verse indirectly tells us about Peter's wife. But later we learn that his wife was known to travel with him when he was on mission. 1 Corinthians 9 verse 5. Do we not have the right to take along a believing wife, as do the other apostles and the brothers of the Lord and Cephas? Cephas, as we may know, is Aramaic for Peter.
Number 2.
Of the original 12 apostles, there were three sets of brothers. They were Peter and Andrew, sons of Jonas or Jonah, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, and James, the son of Alphaeus, Judas, brother of James, also called Lebbaeus or Thaddeus, and Simon the Canaanite or Simon the Zealot. This last set were three brothers.
Number 3.
Several of the apostles were known to live in or very near Capernaum. Jesus first moved from Nazareth to the city when he began his public ministry, Matthew 4 verses 13 to 16. And leaving Nazareth, he went and lived in Capernaum by the sea, in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, the way of the sea, beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people dwelling in darkness have seen a great light. And for those dwelling in the region and shadow of death, on them a light has dawned. The disciples who lived near each other were James, John, Matthew, Andrew, Peter, and Philip.
Number 4.
There is some evidence that James and John, the sons of Zebedee and Salome, came from a family of affluence. Zebedee was able to hire enough servants to help him with his fishing business. Mark 1 verse 20. Without delay, he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him. The brothers abandoned their work as fishermen when Jesus called them to be fishers of men.
Number 5.
James was the first disciple to be martyred. He was beheaded, and the only disciple to have his martyrdom recorded in Scripture. Acts 12 verses 1 to 3. It was about this time that King Herod arrested some who belonged to the church, intending to persecute them. He had James, the brother of John, put to death with a sword. When he saw that this met with approval among the Jews, he proceeded to seize Peter also. This happened during the festival of unleavened bread.
Number 6.
What do we know about Philip? Almost nothing. Although a Jew, we only know him by his Greek name, Philip. We do know that he had a heart for evangelism. John 1 verses 43 to 46. The next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. He found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." Jesus calls Philip, and what is the first thing this new disciple does? He tells Nathanael that the one foretold by Moses and the prophets had been found. We have found the Messiah, similar to what Andrew does. It seems that these two men were close companions and possibly studied the Old Testament together.
Number 7.
Philip excitedly tells Nathanael about the one whom he had found, the one spoken of in prophecy. How does the latter respond? With prejudice. Hearing that Jesus came from Nazareth, Nathanael is doubtful that anyone important can come from the city, within the region of Galilee and north of Jerusalem, which many Jews held in low esteem. Yet, after having an opportunity to speak with Jesus, Nathanael proclaims in John 1 verse 49, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." And lest we think that Nathanael is disingenuous, note what Jesus says about him in John 1 verse 47. Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no deceit." Other versions use terms such as, "in whom is no guile," or "a man of complete integrity," or "there is no duplicity in him." High praise indeed.
Number 8.
Usually nicknamed Doubting Thomas, Thomas was also called Didymus, meaning the twin, although a twin brother or sister is never mentioned in the Bible. He was an outspoken skeptic to the point of being known as a pessimist. No details are given about Thomas in the first three Gospels other than to mention his name. John's first mention of Thomas is in John 11 verse 16. Lazarus had died, and the disciples feared for the life of Jesus and themselves if they were to go back to Bethany. Thomas speaks up, "Let us also go, that we may die with him." Here we see courage and loyalty to Christ, qualities not often attributed to Thomas.
Number 9.
James the Less is the son of Alphaeus. His mother's name is Mary, and he has a brother named Joseph. Except for a few details about his family, there's nothing more mentioned about him in the scripture. Maybe this is why he's referred to as James the Less in Mark 15 verse 40. What is important to remember is although James was somewhat in the background, he was chosen by Jesus to be one of the 12 disciples. He was trained and used by Christ in a powerful way to further the kingdom of God. He was also a valuable team member.
Number 10.
We know the name Judas Iscariot, but there was another Judas among the 12. Judas, also known as Jude, Thaddeus, and Lebbeus, lived in obscurity as one of the 12. He did ask Jesus a question in John 14 verse 22. "Lord, why are you going to reveal yourself only to us and not to the world at large?" Judas seemed overly concerned with this question. Christ responded by saying that he would reveal himself to anyone who loved him. The greatest of all apostles was likely Paul, who met Jesus on the road to Damascus, but did not spend time living with and learning from the Lord, as did the 12. When Judas Iscariot betrayed the Lord and subsequently took his own life, he was replaced among the 12 by Matthias. Not much is known about this man whose name means gift of Yahweh, but Acts 1 verses 21 to 22 says that he was a faithful follower of Jesus the whole time the Lord Jesus was living among us, beginning from John's baptism to the time when Jesus was taken up from us. As such, he was eminently qualified. The 12 disciples or apostles were ordinary men whom God used in extraordinary ways. Among the 12 were a fisherman, a tax collector, and a revolutionary. The Gospels record the constant failings, struggles, and doubts of these 12 men who followed the Son of God, who lived and studied with the only person who lived a sinless, blameless life. After witnessing Jesus' resurrection and ascension into heaven, the Holy Spirit transformed the disciples, soon to be apostles, into powerful men of God who turned the world upside down. What was the change? The 12 had been with Jesus. Father, thank you for taking ordinary men and using them to tell the world the good news of salvation. Just as you transform these men into doers of your will, we ask that you similarly transform us. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.